You already know we got that extended intro going.
Yes, man. Of course. We have to.
Welcome back to Can I Vibe With Y'all, where the vibes are immaculate. Every time we do this.
Every time.
If it's your first time watching, it's your boy Kaz. You can follow the IG at CAZ_0. I'm going to pass it to my dog right next to me.
And you already know, it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG at Mathis023.
Mm-hmm. And as always, we got the guests in the building.
Special guests.
So I'm going to turn it over to them. Let them introduce themselves. Rock, paper, scissors, whoever want to go first. It don't really matter.
I'm Maya Sant. Follow me at MayaSeant.
And I'm Lolo. You can call me you can find me at Kalo K Miami. So that's KLOKMIA.
Kalo K.
Kalo K. Kalo K. Get it right, boo.
Tranquilo.
Get it right, boo.
I got to adjust to the geographics, you know.
they knew what they were
doing. When are you seeing, though?
Hey.
That's that.
You see, they knew their moment. They looked directly in the camera. They're like, you know what I'm saying? I'm here. I'm here with it.
Period.
Stay ready so you don't got to get ready.
You don't hear
okay. You know that.
Talk that shit.
Okay. Look at her shit. Okay.
So the way we're going to do it today, they actually came to us with a topic. And usually, you know, we start the show off. We prepare it, whatever.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to let you get into a little detail about this because it's this trend going around right now. Like, he's a 10, but
yada, yada, yada.
So please explain.
Well, I feel I don't know this trend, so please explain.
It's like basically you meet someone, like they might give off 10, but there's like one or two characteristics that might like, it might knock him down or vice versa. Like he could be a 3, but like he like to spin at bags. So like, you know, that might like boost him.
Oh,
yeah, okay. So it's like, what is it giving for real, you know? Like, what's it really giving?
Okay, so let's start. Everyone is a 10.
Right.
In our hypothetical whatever verse.
Right. So I got one. She's a 10, but she got 2 kids from 2 different baby daddies.
You started with the ladies.
Well, I'm starting with, yeah. Okay. Because I got to ask y'all. All
right, so we'll do, for us, we'll do the guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
She got 2 kids with 2 different baby daddies. Mm-hmm. She a 2 now.
She a 2 now?
She a 2?
Ooh.
She definitely in the negatives. 100%.
So you're not even going for that at all?
No, absolutely not.
One baby daddy's enough. That's enough.
Right. Okay, 1.
2
yeah.
of them?
Right.
2?
But she bad though, like 10. Mm-hmm.
They all bad.
I feel that.
When doubted, 2 different dudes busted in her. Right, yeah.
That's a problem. I ain't gonna lie. That's
then okay.
That's
I've worked. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Well, nah, I've never messed with a woman with 2 kids, but
with 2 different baby daddies. I see what y'all mean though.
That's a red flag right there.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So what if she had 1 baby daddy but 3 kids?
You got like, a whole village.
What if she's like in her 30s? Like, what do you mean? Mid-30s, like, she's grown. Like,
Okay, we get in the
It just didn't work out. Maybe she was with him for a long time and just didn't work out.
She need to go back to him.
Oh.
She got 3 kids with him.
And she gotta make it work. He's cheating on her. Should she go back to him?
Maybe after the 3rd, he, like, moved to Europe and stopped talking.
Okay, yeah.
The point at my in my life that I'm in right now,
yeah,
I don't really want to deal with all that. Maybe later in my 30s, if it comes down to it, maybe. But right now, I don't need. I got too much going on right now. Okay. Too much drama for me.
We also talked about this. Like, if you mess with a girl that has a kid, you eventually will have to be the stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to take on that responsibility. I would not want to. I said this before. I'm not taking care of another man's child.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the video where the guy brings McDonald's to his
kid?
Oh,
my God.
That would be me.
How did you feel 100% about that video?
That would be me.
What?
I agree.
That would be you bringing that one sandwich?
I feel that a little bit.
Yeah, to my son. Exactly what he likes.
I think it was the girl that was hungry, not them kids.
And I feel like a kid is, like, a huge responsibility. So it's, like, if you already have one, that's big. So, like, I'm not taking care of kids that are not mine.
But, like, she's going to run away that one just, like, by, you know, making him feel like he's doing something wrong or that he's not being a good father when he is being a good father to his one kid.
Right.
Nobody told you to go over there and have them other kids. Where's their parents?
Because what?
That's the real question.
She had 3 other kids, I think.
3 other kids.
That's a whole village.
Hell yeah. That man, maybe he don't have money to support them
other
kids.
He's like, where are your other baby daddies? That's your decision.
And then I seen a comment, and because she, you know, she was like, "Oh, you know, my food stamps don't come until the 11th." And somebody was like, "Red sounds flag. Like an unfit mother to me. I would have made them stamps stretch."
Wait, what do y'all women say? Oh, brokey, he broke.
Brokey.
Yeah, she broke.
She broke.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
You think it's different with men having kids and women having kids? Like dating them?
I feel like a lot of guys have kids now. Yeah. So, like, I don't mind. Like, I love kids. So, like, you know, if my man has a kid, if it's just one, like, I might be, like, fake stepmom. Like, cute.
I ain't no faking it.
But, like, yeah, like, honestly, you gotta be in it. You know what I think, honestly, is, like, because I'm young and I'm not ready for kids yet. Like, if my man already has a kid, then, like, it takes away the pressure from him, like, trying to have kids now. I'm like, you already have one. So, like, I don't mind being, like, that for, I don't know.
Okay. I gotta
I love kids though,
because we've had this topic a couple of times and the women always say they don't mind. Mm-hmm. I don't think you understand the seriousness of it. You can't just be like, I don't mind.
Yeah,
I'll be the fake stepmom.
Yeah, because the kid's gonna catch me.
I didn't even grow my life dreaming to be a stepmom.
No,
but I am one. It's okay.
Yeah.
You a stepmom right now?
Yeah, my fiance, he has a son, but he's 10. So he's older, so I don't mind because he's old enough to think for himself. He's old enough to, like, take care of himself. Had it been a baby, it'd be a whole lot different because it's like that BM is still going to be in your life a lot because y'all both need to take care of that child. So, because I always used to say, I'm not talking to any man with kids, but it's like,
and life happens.
Me seeing how good of a father that he was to his kids, I'm like, damn, I really can't knock that. So,
yeah, because
I don't know if this is too personal or not, but what if it was 3 kids?
Bumblecrat.
Exit stage left.
If you have 3, I don't think I would put myself in that position to where
no.
That's just too much.
Yeah, because then when you're trying to have a baby and it's like, damn, you already experienced 3.
My baby's gonna be not shit to you. You're gonna be like, baby, this is the 4th one. Like
I'm used to this. I know what I'm doing already, but I'm like,
there's that huge age difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, you and your 3 kids, go bye bye. I got time for that.
And also, I feel like it'd be different because a guy won't ask a girl to, like, put in. Money. Ask her to pay for, like, stuff. Oh, yeah. I feel like he'd be like, I got it. You ain't
exactly. Gotta. That's true, too. Like, that's, I feel like, reason, no financial responsibility.
That's another reason why if a woman has 3 kids, she should be looking for a man who's a lot older, who's already able to take care of her and her 3 kids. Yeah. Like, you can't be talking to guys who are around our age, like, because they're going to say the same thing. Like, I'm not taking on that baggage, but it's like,
and I feel like you can match with someone who's with you. Like, if you find a guy who also has, like, 3 kids or 2 kids, like, that's a good match. Like, you guys are already both, like, having other kids, a blended family. Like, I think those work. But, like, if it's, like, her first and your 5th, like, the imbalance.
This is about to be cheaper by the dozen. What's going on here?
We access one of the 10.
I was about to get
maybe
to
not a 10, but, like, whatever number it is.
Well, let's get to you.
What?
Because she said her was, he's a 10, but.
But, yeah, he's a 10, but.
What's some of your pet peeves?
He's a 10, but he lies a lot.
He don't blame, boo. Liars? No.
Can't do no liars.
You could be, I'd rather you be ugly and honest.
I feel like that too.
At least you're honest about it.
Yeah. Because, like, if you lying and cheating, like, they go hand in hand for me. Yeah. Like, if you'll lie, then you'll cheat. If you'll cheat, then you'll
if
lie.
If you'll lie, you'll probably fuck around and kill me, bitch, because you don't give a fuck about my feelings.
Yeah.
You don't give a fuck about me. Mm-mm.
That's all right, like, so we all lie to an extent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much is too much lying?
You know, if it's a little white lie, like, oh, you know, I'm on my way, I'm 5 minutes away, but I'm really, like, a whole 30 minutes away, then okay, fine. But if it's, like, a lie, like, oh, I was here, but I was really, like, at this bitch's house, like, that's, nah.
I don't know. I don't feel like you should hide anything from your partner.
Yeah, you shouldn't be hiding anything, like, because at the end of the day, you that shit going to come out.
You should tell everything?
Women going to find out regardless.
Yeah, honestly. Like, okay.
Well, there's,
like,
yeah. No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, I'd rather you be honest, and I know, like, I might be mad, but at least I know, like, you're not gonna lie to me. So, like, for example, I talked to this guy, and, like, he had other bitches, but, like, we weren't, like, in a relationship, but he did. But most guys do. Like, if you're just dating someone, most guys do, but they'll try to, like, hide it, and I'm like, that's where it gets toxic, and you're like, you lie. I'd rather you just be like, yeah, like, I talked to you, and, like, I talked to this other girl.
Really?
But do y'all really want to hear that?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, because y'all both single, so why really not? It's being honest.
Because to me, I respected him. Yeah. I was like, I might still, like, make my choice after that, but I respect you because I know you're not about to lie to me. You know what I mean?
All right, so if y'all on the because the talking stage is different. So y'all on the talking stage, and he's like, I got, like, six other girls on my roster right now.
He was like, I met you at a time where I was already dating somebody, but I still fuck with you. And I was just like, yeah, he was already dating someone. So it's like, you can't control when you meet a guy. And like, he was like, I kind of fuck with her, but like, I fuck with you. And I was just like, I mean, I didn't like that, but like, he wouldn't lie to me. And that made me feel more comfortable like talking to him. Cause I was like, okay, like, at least I know what's going on.
But when you say he was dating somebody, he had a girlfriend already? Or?
He had a girl pregnant.
Oh my
gosh.
What the fuck?
But he was like, I just feel like I have to like stick with her because I think he was trying to like have her have an abortion. Like, it was just messy. Oh. But.
So you still mess with him even though he had a girl pregnant?
Yeah. For the benefit.
As long as he don't lie.
He didn't. No, I didn't fuck with him like that. Like, I was like very like, I protected my feelings, but I was still like cool with him because I was like, I know what I'm getting into. Like, he's blunt, he's honest, so I know where to, like, put myself. Like, when I'm chilling with him, I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, like, love you, Kiki, you know? Yeah. Jeez. I don't like liars, though. But anyway.
All right, let's get to you.
How do I gotta say
she? Are we doing he or she?
You could also be like, oh, yeah, she's a three, but, like, she, like, let you drive her car. Like, she's a three, but she pay your bills or something like that. Like,
we'll start with 10.
I got to say she is a 10 and then say something after that.
Yeah, but she does something that you don't like.
Exactly. She is a 6, but she's not a headache. She gives you peace of mind.
Mm. That makes her a 10.
But shouldn't he answer that because he's, like,
I should answer.
He's dating girls. I don't date a girl, so I don't.
I thought I have to say
why
she.
Is he answering?
Yeah, because it's like she's three.
All right,
like,
so we should do he.
Oh, yeah, I see exactly. You know what I mean? So right, you gotta be like, so he's a 10, but whatever. Or he's a 3. So okay, say that okay, again. But he.
Okay. Okay. He's a 10, but he has poor hygiene.
Mm. Zero.
Zero. Damn.
Zero.
Straight to it.
Damn.
Zero. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You can't be stinking. Like, no, we're not doing that.
Damn, wait,
can right, why does he have bad hygiene? Like, is it like a medical issue? Like, why you don't like to take showers?
He just don't take care of himself.
No, that's disgusting.
That's a zero.
That nigga got shit in his
I don't
bras.
Even think you could be a 10 if you got bad hygiene, to be I'm honest. Good. The two don't coexist. All
right, he's a 10. Great hygiene. Mm-hmm. But he a little broke.
okay. He looked good, but he broke. Okay, I like that. I like that. That's good.
That's a good one. Yeah. What you saying?
I'm about to lie.
Well, what USC, makes, what look, makes, I thought you was always
what
honest.
What makes him a 10 at that point?
Policy. Because I was always honest. I just said I like to receive the honesty.
What's making him a 10 at that point?
No, because. What
looks.
I was gonna about to say.
The looks?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about looks.
Because, but okay, and what does broke mean? Because broke is no money.
Let's say he doesn't have enough money to take care of you in ways you want to be taken care of.
Take me out on dates.
I mean, at least a date.
Like, he can't take you out.
He could do a couple dates, but he can't really do much.
You're not even the running.
You get one date a month.
Every time y'all hang out, it's got to be at his
one
crib.
One a month.
It's like some Netflix.
Yeah. Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
$2 bottles of wine.
It's a no for me.
I would love to be like,
you're not going to be living the finer life.
No.
It's a no for me.
No, it's a no for me.
I don't care how cute you are.
I don't even think he's on the
no,
on
no,
the
not,
scale.
Not cute. Like, he's a 10.
He because looks great. Cute? Smells yeah. good. Great hygiene. But you get one date a month. I know. It hurts.
Maybe, like, 2 maximum. Because I'd be like in a, yeah, I like something to look to at. Two? Yeah. I like something to look at, but, like,
yeah,
after that first date,
like, you
I gotta wait a month for
a
the next date.
Date.
Someone else is gonna want to take me on a date before
yeah,
the month
no,
is up.
Exactly.
So would you put him in like a category, not of like a boyfriend material, but more like a friends with benefits, since
Mm-mm.
he can't offer you dates, but he still looks good?
Mm-mm. Looking good, that's what gets me. Every time I could be around you and you look good. And no, I just want to hang out with you at all. All
right, I got another one for you. He's a 10, but the sex is trash.
Ooh.
I'm gonna come for him.
I like, that's good.
Maybe.
So now you're getting all the dates and everything.
The sex is not good. Else.
Trash. You got to train him.
Awful.
How's the head, though?
Awful. Ooh. That's also awful.
Go quicker, go slower. Stop. You got to guide
him. Or just don't go at all.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes sex is something that can be taught. Like, is his penis small?
Yep.
Okay, then that can't be taught. 2 inches. It can't be taught.
That type of time right now.
All right, I feel like guys with small penises, though, they give good head usually.
Okay.
Nope, he don't do that either.
So what's making him a 10?
He takes you out a lot, takes you on trips.
He looks good. He got a good career. Good
great career.
Yeah, like, what makes
he
you,
has good what hygiene. Makes
yeah. Yeah, I feel like a guy with like good environment, good surroundings, good people around. Yeah,
it needs
him
to be more than just looks to make you a 10.
Looks is not it for me. Like it's that's you could it be fine as that's fuck. Like that's the last thing I'm looking at. Dead ass.
Okay.
Because like to me, like I've fallen for guys who like I wasn't initially attracted to, but like that personality, that like boss mentality, that mindset. Mm-hmm. I feel like with girls, we are more attracted to like who you are as a man versus like. Which does he look good? Because, like, if you put me in my place and, like, you doing what you got to do, I'm going to like you.
Oh, shit.
But, okay, I got one for you.
Oh,
oh, wait, wait.
No, no, go ahead.
Okay, so she's a 6, but she's, like, an airhead. You can't connect with her intellectually.
Ooh. Negative. I'm big on communication.
Right.
I'm real big on communication. Because if we can't communicate, we can't go anywhere from
okay,
there.
Can I just say one thing? Okay, so what if she's a 9, but you can't connect with her intellectually?
That's even worse.
That's worse.
Same shit.
What am I trying to do? Just hit it and quit it or trying to date?
Like, this is just your standard of a woman. Yeah, like a 10 is like the perfect woman for you. Like, and she's like,
I mean, it all depends on what I'm trying to do. If she's a 9 and she's an airhead, I might just hit it. Like, I might just follow through with this trash conversation and then
toot it and boot it. Toot it and boot it.
You know, that's
how we do it.
That's a way nicer phrase than what I was going to say.
But, like, so you would still consider her a 9, though?
Yeah.
We tooting and booting it. What,
you don't care about connecting with her intellectually.
When do you know who you're talking to?
When you say,
I don't. I'm finding it out. He's like, she's still a 9. No, that's interesting, though. So what would you say she is?
If she's a 9, but she has no personality?
Yeah.
Zero.
I get that.
I need personality.
Right.
Yeah, you want somebody you can vibe with. Like,
see, because I'm kind of like y'all. Like, looks, the looks always going to be there. I need the looks, of course, but... Everybody look good. Right. I could go out every day in Miami,
South Florida. You go to these other states.
True. They get if on the I table want, and they can fix whatever they want to look good at this point.
No, it's true. You can find someone to look good, but it's like, what does that really get you in life? Like, you know?
I think it all depends on what you want.
Right.
Like, if you just want to hook up, then sure, why not?
Right.
But see, my biggest, because we talked about this too, but if you look great and we hooking up, how do we get there?
Yeah.
It's just like, there's no type of communication about? That goes into it. It's just like, all right, get on the bed.
Right.
Bend over.
You ever been so physically attracted to a woman that it's almost like body language just speaks for itself?
Of course.
Like,
it's happened before, but it's a lot smoother when...
You don't really have to say too much.
I know, but like it's a lot smoother when like you can sauce them up a little bit. They sauce you up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Absolutely. Looks can carry you a long way.
Of course.
I feel like the better looking you are, the less game you need.
Of course.
Which is where some people, like, lack. Because, like, you look so good, you've never had to, like...
Work for it.
Enhance that part of yourself of, like, communication, like, humor. Like, if you can't make me laugh, boo, what are we doing? Because I'm not going to want to be around. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe not ever, but I like a guy that makes me laugh. All right,
so he's a 3, but he makes you laugh.
Mm.
That would make him, like, a 6.
Yeah.
Like a 6.
What would you hit? He's a 3.
No.
What?
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
It's never enough.
It brings him up on the scale.
But not your scale.
But not all the way. See? It brings him up a step. Scale. But it brought him from a 3 to a 6. You know what I mean? You add a couple more things in there, maybe. You know?
All right, 4 to a 7. You going to hit?
See, she talking about looks don't matter.
5, 2, and 8.
That important.
Stop. Okay, next question.
Like
she capping. She capping.
She know damn what looks matter. She know damn what.
What Tipendell said? You can LOL your way into the pants.
Looks matter.
They 100%. I feel like a guy can be a 10 and he could tell a bad joke, but you would still laugh at it because he looks good.
Yeah.
I feel
definitely.
Like.
If you can make her laugh and giggle. I forgot the last part.
But if you like corny though, like you ain't finna hear it from me. I'm gonna be like, next.
Oh, okay. We're gonna get into the next topic since we're talking about looks, because this was actually your topic. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about how guys feel about Photoshop, mm-hmm. women, BBLs, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. No. So specifically, do you have any questions about that, or just, you know, our thoughts on it?
I have a perspective on that, but I want to know what you guys think about that.
You go first.
Like, I feel like nowadays you never know what you're getting. Like, Instagram is fake to me, mm-hmm. which is why I feel like people are like leaning more towards TikTok, because you're seeing people in real time. Like, you can't edit a video, and it's like more genuine. Like Instagram. Some bitches be bad on IG, and you see them in person, and it's just like,
no substance.
You're not giving that. And like, I think IG gives bitches a free pass. I'm like, no, because you gotta be bad in real life. To me, like, if you're not bad in real life, you're not bad. But yeah, what do you guys think?
So I got the same opinion as you, because like I said, you can find looks anywhere. I can go open IG, go on the Explore page, scroll, find any bad bitch I want.
Right.
Easy. But I want to see you in person.
Right.
I want to see you no makeup. I want to see you waking up 7 a.m. what you look like. I want to see what you look like when you go to the grocery store, when you go do Pilates, when you go do hot yoga, whatever you do, when you go to the beach. I want to see.
Sure you want to see that?
Yes. Yes. I want the real.
But why not, though? Like, that's who they really are.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, didn't you want to see it?
I'm kind of terrified of that. I don't think I want to see that.
But that's the problem.
She got a lot of makeup
on. A lot of women look good natural. A lot of women look good natural.
I think women look better, more natural. Like, I prefer natural look.
Hey, natural still winning in my book.
He said that.
Quote that.
Natural body, but I don't know about natural face.
Because not every girl is giving that. To me.
So you like the lip fillers with the foxy brows and the Botox.
You like makeup beat face.
You like all that. Like,
I'm not going to lie. I like the plastic
look. You like the
plastic bodies.
You like the plastic look.
I do. Wow. I do. But I do prefer the body to be real.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, that's actually interesting.
But I'm big on face. Your face has to be cute. If you want me to come up to you,
right?
Your face got to look good.
Right.
It has to.
All right, so let's see. Let me put you in
the closet. Oh, my God. Here we go. All
right, go ahead. You meet your girl. This girl, while you out. She got the plastic. She got the beat face. She got whatever. Uh-huh. Y'all do what you got to do.
Uh-huh.
She stays over the night.
Uh-huh.
In the morning, you see her real face.
Get out.
Bumba clot.
Get out. I'll help you pack. Go ahead.
You are just completely turned off.
You gonna tell her to get out?
If it's a one night stand, hell yeah. What? So it's a one night stand.
I have a question. So would you rather you meet two girls, one has no makeup on and she's cute, she's pretty, the other one beat face bad as fuck. You take both of them home. One of them wakes up, she's still cute and pretty. The other one wakes up monster. Who are you going for?
Like, what do you mean going for?
So, like, the bad bitch. Like, you meet her live in Miami.
Like, what do you mean? Who am I going for?
I just seen some niggas that be looking like bad bitches.
Who would I hit up?
I don't think y'all know what
you're saying. Yeah, like, who would you hit up again?
I mean, that would depend on who performed the best.
Who performed the best?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not who looked the best. Okay. In the morning afterwards, I mean.
So, you like, expect the girl to kind of, like, deteriorate after the night?
No. You said who would I hit up?
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
For like seconds.
Yeah.
That would determine on the performance.
What about
basically? I'm not hitting her up because of how she looked in the morning.
Okay.
All right. So what if the girl with the beat face but monsters look in the morning came back, but she came back with her natural face?
Yeah, now she's
why
comfortable.
Why on earth would she do that? Like, don't. Not,
she's
no.
comfortable with you. You've
she already
seen her.
Here now. She already in your bed now.
You're gonna be like,
I chose you when you had your face beat. I didn't choose you when.
So what you natural. What you gonna do now? She in the crib.
Right.
Why are you putting me in?
How you going about this?
Because I know you ain't going to tell her to get out.
Oh, I will.
She drove an hour to you.
Imagine if you, who would you really, like, date to? Like, who would you
date? Oh, she don't know me. Okay.
You don't be dating people like that?
No, I don't believe in marriage.
You sound like my friend, China.
I'll be honest. Wait, what did you say?
I said you sound like a friend of mine.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No. She just doesn't believe in marriage. Like,
yeah.
I
respect that.
Why not?
I've said it, I think it's okay not to, and it's okay to believe in marriage.
Yeah,
I've said
it's
it.
It's just preference.
I've said it multiple times. I just want to hook up. I just like hooking up. Let's just do our thing. We two adults. We find each other attractive. Let's just do what we do.
So you care more about. So like, what would it be if it was between the two of them? Like, if she, because a girl. That's the thing with these bad bitches. The 90% of the time when they're beat. They only look like that like 10% of the time. So if you're really gonna start fucking with her, you're gonna see her natural self like probably like 80% of the time. I feel like a woman will add to you and she will add value to you, but like you have to like understand what she brings to the table. If you're not open to that, then you're not really gonna receive that.
So if you're going on a date with a guy, you got this beautiful, nice date planned out, but the man be kind of late. How long are you willing to wait for him?
I mean, why are you late?
No, that's not the question.
The thing is, I'm usually late, so, like, I don't mind if you're late, but if you're late...
To a date? You're late?
Well, I'm going to text you to see where you at, because if I'm not pulling up before you, that's just it.
Why?
Or, like, if you pick me up and because you took, like, an extra 10 minutes...
I
want to
pull up while you're waiting on me. Well, I'm pulling up before you.
30 minutes. He's 30 minutes late.
30 minutes. There's the point, though, where I'm like, nah, I'm not going no more.
No, let's say you're already there.
Oh, I'm already there.
Let's say he was
40 minutes.
I'm going to wait till you get there time it, and then I'll see. Okay, he's like 5 minutes away from
the house. I don't leave my
house
until I know that you're like in the vicinity or something.
All right, but listen. You set it up. He told you beforehand. He was like, I gotta stay a couple extra minutes at work. I'm going to be like 5 minutes late. You're like, okay, I can work with that.
Yeah.
Let's say the generous girl that you are. You go hold the table down because you're waiting for this man. You love him so much already. Created this whole vision.
Ooh, that's kind of different. Okay.
Wait, I love him? That makes it different too.
Yeah, that's different.
No, I'm playing. You don't love him. It's just a date.
It's the first date, right?
Second date. But he was like, you're already there. He was like, I'm going to be like 5 minutes late. Ends up taking like 30 minutes. Mm. 40 minutes. Let's say 40.
Wait. You already decorated the table?
Decorated, if you wanted
to. You out at dinner. You sitting at the restaurant by yourself.
Nah, no. I'm sitting in my car. Well, I'm in the restaurant.
You're already in the restaurant. Here.
Okay, so would you sit in your car for 40 minutes?
What if he's like, go just 15. Order whatever order whatever you want. Start drinking at the bar. Like, I'm going to come.
Or he was like,
Talk to me nice. I'll wait a little 25.
Like you tell me go to the bar, I get start ordering instead. Like I'll be lit at the bar. Yeah. I might, but the moment.
Yeah, as long as you're communicating like throughout you being late, then it's no problem. But
I was a bitch. I was like,
that's a little much.
40.
And you're just sitting in a car.
Yeah, that's too much.
Sitting in the car.
And no responses?
No responses.
That's different. Like, if I'm calling you and you're saying like, oh, you know, I haven't gotten into a car accident, then okay, fine, I get it. But why are you 40 minutes late? Especially when I didn't leave my house until you said you was there already.
I got in a car accident. I'm canceling. That's dedication.
Yeah. Right.
How you know he really like you. Like he get in a car accident, he's still trying to.
How high would the level of interest would it have to be for you to wait 40 minutes? How about that? You'd have to really like him.
I mean, it would have to like be a like 40 legitimate minutes. Reason.
You're just sitting in a car.
Not in the car. I wouldn't wait in the car though. Like.
I would wait at the bar.
You're gonna be fucked up. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the bar. I'm gonna open up that tab for you, boo.
If he says to open up the tab.
But it's your tab at this point. Yeah. I mean, I might like.
And what if you don't show up? And you're stuck with that tab.
The thing is with me,
I'll be sick.
No. I'll walk in. What?
What if that nigga never shows up?
But how are you gonna show up late? You got your woman there? You're not even about to like take care of her?
Yeah, of course.
No, but it's a second date.
Yeah.
But after 40 minutes, you just decided. To let me go open up a tab and the nigga still ain't show up. He ain't coming.
I would go. I would get a drink. I would look bomb as fuck. And I would be like,
Okay. So he 20 minutes what's late and he vibes? Tells you, I'm going to be there in 20 minutes. So that's what makes it 40. Are you sitting in the car waiting?
Waiting in the car. Unless you tell me, go inside, have a drink. Mm-hmm. Fine, I'm waiting in the car. But after 20 minutes, I'm leaving.
I'm finding something else to do at that point.
Yeah. Let's get hypothetical again.
Yeah.
So as you waiting, another dude comes up. Mm. Mm-hmm. You're kind of feeling him a little bit. He sounds like a better time.
He look good.
And he buy you three drinks before your first date even come.
First date? Well, I would just be like, yo,
he'll be like, look at God sending me my blessing.
This is Tom, you know. He was just keeping me busy while I was waiting for you.
So you're still loyal to the
first
date?
I believe in divine intervention. And I'm like, shit, maybe this is why I came out tonight, because
Tom took your tab.
This link.
And y'all have a... She said Tom. y'all having a good conversation, three drinks in. You're like, ooh, I kind of.
And the guy still ain't show up.
And the guy still ain't show up. I'm like, babe, stay home. Like, yeah. I'm straight. I'm chilling. Yeah, I'm exactly okay. I'm out.
Tom, let's go. We out.
But let's go to Hookah Lounge.
So,
let's go get hookah.
So if the good-looking dude that was buying you drinks, right, and then the guy that you set up the first date with comes in, what you gonna do? You're gonna be like,
I told you to stay home. I know. I'm gonna be like, wow, like, what are you doing?
I didn't think you were coming anymore.
I know. Oh my God, like, you took so long.
I thought you died.
And like, you made me wait. Like, my friend Charles, like, he's taking care of everything for me.
Your
like,
friend.
Tom. I don't know.
I would be sick if she tells me that. Like, my I bought her three drinks.
Yeah,
like,
I see what's going on.
Okay, here.
Well, a real man will be like, you know, come and grab her and be like, all right, we're going to sit over
right,
here.
Right. If he come like that.
Don't be giving that.
Then you got a whole situation.
No, then I'm going to be like, bye, Charles.
Bye, Charles. The real man's here.
I'm going to get here. Bye.
But if you just sit in there and watching her get drinks from another man, like, you're a simp.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And like, you know, I like, honestly, I would tell Charles, I'd be like, Charles, like, Tom was supposed to meet me here. I can't believe, like, he took so long. Like, I don't know what to do. And then he shows up, then it's kind of like, oh, that's him. Bye.
Yeah. That just happened. As long as you can control your own environment, like,
yeah.
No problem.
You do that too well. This must have happened
before. Yeah.
Chris, how long are you willing to wait for a woman? If you were to go on dates.
What is it?
If it's a girl that you're really trying to pursue, how long are you willing to wait for her?
I don't pursue women.
What if you're picking her up from work? How long are you willing to wait for her? She told you she got off at 10 o'clock, but she's still in there. It's at 11:30. You're going to wait? So she get out?
Wait. Say it at 10 and 11:30.
Yeah, if it's a girl that you're trying to pursue, right? Mm-hmm. And she told you she gets off at 10 o'clock, but, you know, with jobs, shit happens. She didn't get out till 11:30. Are you going to wait till 11:30? Or are you going to leave?
What time was it set up for?
She said she was getting off at 10.
No, like, what time is the date?
No, it's not a date. She's getting off work.
Mm-hmm.
Would you wait for her that hour and 30 minutes till she gets off?
To do what?
To make sure she gets home safe. Would you do it?
Is he picking her up?
So confused.
Yeah, no. I'm saying if your girl, like, a girl that you're trying to pursue, no. She's at work. She asked you, can you give me a ride home from work, right? Mm-hmm. You're picking her up. She told you she got off at 10, mm-hmm. but she didn't leave till 11:30. Would you wait that long?
Hour and a half, I'll just come back.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know when she's getting up.
Yeah, so text me when you about to get off, like 5 or 10 minutes. When you about to get off, like, oh, I'm about to get off at 11:30. I will cut back.
I ain't gonna sit in my car.
My nigga waited for me, okay? If I got up at 11 and I'm walking out at 1, he's waiting. He'll sleep in the fucking car.
So you wouldn't make a man sit in a car.
I'm not making him. That's his choice. But that's just showing me, like, damn, like, you'd wait an hour and a half for me just to get off. What is it hurting you to just sit in the car and
watch a movie,
go to sleep, like, take a nap?
I got shit to do. I'm going to go back home and work on a podcast.
Time is valuable.
I got stuff to do.
I don't think anyone wants to sit in the car for an hour and a half.
My schedule's booked. I make time for women. So I'm not going to sit there for an hour and a half.
Like you said, I'll come back.
Yeah.
You can let me know when you get off.
I'm
going to
go home, knock out some work, and then I'll come back.
Exactly.
Pick you up. Sit there and watch a movie.
What? Watch a movie.
It's got all the free time in the world.
What?
Keep the car engine running.
She getting the bag. Why are you mad? Like,
I'm not mad. I'll come back. I'll come back and pick you up.
Getting the bag in an hour and a half.
I go get the bag
just to go back home and then to go back.
To be fair, you don't know if he left and came back either.
Mm. You're right.
He could have went to another girl's house.
Mm.
Oh,
I mean, hour and a half is a lot.
You done gave him a lot of time.
You go like two rounds, two. Yeah, you could do a lot in an hour and a half.
You can go to two girls' houses.
Yeah, really.
If you wanted to
leave one, go to yeah, really,
and still have time to scoop.
Yeah,
that's true.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
Well, since we're getting a little toxic, I got another question.
Yeah,
for
this is the toxic one of the bunch.
You're the toxic one of the bunch. Ladies, come on now. You know I'm not toxic.
Ladies, let's have a poll.
Come on.
Niggas want to be toxic. So
you know I'm a gentleman.
We're going to drop this poll come in the comments right now.
You know I'm a gentleman. Come on.
Drop the poll.
A nice guy.
What are we going to say? I want to know.
All right, so since we got into the side of toxicity, do y'all think...
I don't like that.
Do you think you are what you would... Like, say, for example, if you always say niggas ain't shit, are you going to attract ancient niggas?
I don't say that.
I'm not going to lie. I used to say that shit probably once a day.
I don't say niggas ain't shit at all.
I was thinking about that because you said that while we were off camera.
I was just kidding.
Y'all know you're messing around. But.
So you said if you say niggas ain't shit, you feel like you attract that, right?
Yeah.
I agree with you. I don't say that, though, but I do feel like the energy you put out is what you attract.
It was actually my cousin who taught me that stuff. She was like, stop saying stuff like that because you're going to keep attracting niggas that ain't shit. And I'm like, you're right. And she was like, you know, read this book because law of attraction, like, it's a big thing.
It's true.
What book?
You got to respect men and then you're going to receive respect from them. And also have, absolutely, like, an understanding of, like, where they come from and why they are the way they are. That's how I feel.
I think it goes both ways, too.
Yeah. I would never say niggas ain't shit because I would never want a nigga to be like, bitches ain't shit. I'd be like, are you shitting me? Excuse me. Like, I don't say that. But I'm also not going to link with you if I feel like you're an ancient nigga. Like, you know? So any nigga that I do fuck with, I feel like you're the shit.
Yeah, we as women, we do need to stop saying that because.
Yeah.
I low-key feel like I'll say it more.
Say it more what?
Then we say bitches ain't shit.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah,
of course. I agree.
I don't really hear bitches ain't shit a lot.
No, you don't.
I hear it more from women.
I feel like women have been, like, women are, like, definitely the underdogs in life. So, like, obviously, the feelings are more hurt and, like, you know. But I do feel like the power of the tongue is a real thing. What it you say, baby, that's what you're going to get. That's why I would never say niggas ain't shit. Because anything that I'm fucking with, there's an aspect to like, he is the shitness that it makes me attractive.
Shitness.
You know, like, he is the shit. You know, like, I'm not going to fuck with a nigga who ain't shit. So why would I even put that out there?
So, personally, what makes him the shit to you?
I feel like a guy who's, like, really, like, in tune with himself and like his higher self and like,
what does that mean? I don't know what that means. That sounds like some spiritual,
some woo woo shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a guy who
like self awareness.
No, who's like the best version of himself, you know, and like who thinks for himself and doesn't allow like the perspective of others to like cloud his vision. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a guy who's a leader is like, that's attractive to me because you're not following the trend of what's going on. Like, you're doing your own thing.
Big facts.
I like that. Like, I want to join in on that.
Big facts.
I want to, you know, like, I want to be a part of that and we can motivate each other. Now, there's guys who are like that, and it's not fair to be like niggas ain't shit because there are guys who really want the best for themselves and for their family, and like, that attracts me, you know?
So you think it goes back to the whole confidence? Knowing your worth, your value, all that type of thing.
Yeah, knowing your worth, knowing your value, surrounding yourself with good things. Like, also being, like, the creator of your life and, like, your reality. And, like, that's just important to me. Like, I got to know that you know that, like, you run your shit. So if there's something going on in your life that you don't agree with, you have power over that. Mm-hmm. And, like, if anything, I'm the type of girl that's going to try to bring that out, or you are already on that and we bring it out of each other, like, yo, like, what, why are you like going through the cycle again and again? Like, let's figure that out. Let's figure out how to attract better things to you. That's attractive because men are powerful and so are women when we're in our power. But, you know, that's not everybody, but the niggas I talk to. I don't know. But I don't like that. Like, if you tell a nigga he ain't shit enough times, like, he's just gonna start treating you however. Like,
you say it one time. What you think I'm gonna smile in your face and be like, oh, damn,
exactly,
you right?
Exactly. I'm like, yo, I would never say that. Why would I speak this into his life? Like, no, like, that's not a woman's role. I feel like you gotta uplift a man. So
big facts. Speak to the kings.
Like if a girl told me that niggas
to the kings.
I like this previous girl.
I'm like, yo, the fact that you're in my space, that just says that you the shit in some aspect. You know, I'm never gonna say why, because you're a reflection of me. Why would that's I ever true. Be like you're not shit? That's how I feel about myself. How you treat others is how you treat yourself. Like, I'm not about to tell nobody they ain't shit, because, like, I understand my power and my value. Mm-hmm. So I understand that you have the same thing within you, and so do you. Like, common respect. Bitches who say niggas ain't shit, it's like, okay, how you feel about yourself? What's making you say that about somebody else? You have to have more respect within to be able to respect all the people around you.
I'm also not perfect, so I can't judge you.
Right, so. Exactly. That's another thing, too. No, none of us are perfect. Like,
right. What are you
going to say? So, I'm actually going to ask you this. So, what if a girl constantly told you, I got options?
I'm not trying to hear that shit.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah. It goes back
to... Why are you laughing so hard? Yeah,
she's basically calling you a second option.
Or maybe a sixth and a seventh option at that point.
Matter of fact, what's worse? If she constantly tells you, niggas ain't shit, or I got options? What's worse?
They both just as bad. Yeah, they're both bad, but I'm going to go with the whole options one. Cause yeah.
It's almost like a... Go ahead, my bad.
Niggas ain't shit. Like, I don't take that personal. I'm not, like, going to go boohoo crying because you said niggas ain't shit. Yeah. But I'm also like, all right, I see where your head is, so I'm not going to fuck with you because you think all niggas ain't shit. Because I know my value.
Absolutely, yeah.
Listen, I'm cool people. I know. However, but if you come up to me and you like, oh, yeah, I got options.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to think you're trying to scare me away at this point. I'm not trying to be one of your options.
I would feel like a girl's trying to, like, check me. Like, stay in lane. Don't fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and I'm not.
I got somebody.
I'm not about to submit to somebody just because they got options and I got to, like, try to go chasing them and,
I got
and be their
too,
number
the
one.
What you telling me?
Wait, that everybody got options.
You're replaceable too.
Right. So what if she's a 10 and she's like, she says, what if she's a 10 and she says, I got options like once every 2 weeks? Once every 2 weeks.
Why are you telling me?
Here's the thing. The whole
I don't care about your options. Why are
you but what if she's a 10? She's a 10. She's a baddie.
Find them options.
Once every 3 weeks, she says, I got options.
I would tell her, why don't you go
exercise? What's her number, though? What's her scale number?
I don't give a fuck.
Like, if she's a 10. But she says, I got options, like, once every 3 weeks.
They're like, she can still be a 10, but she can kick rocks because why the fuck
is
are
she
here?
Still a 10 to y'all?
The thing is, the whole baddie thing don't faze me.
Right.
She's a 10. I don't give a damn about that.
So does that bring her to a 2? Or, like, a 1 or something?
That takes her to, like, get the fuck out.
That's just that get out my
two,
face
she
at that
getting
point.
Cut.
But what if it's, like, just one time she said it? Like, if it's, like, y'all been dating for a while, you keep fucking up. And she's like, look, like, I really want to make things work, but, you know, there's other guys who are trying to pursue me.
I don't think you should ever say that.
After, like, how long they've been dating, that's like, you done digged yourself in a hole.
You keep that information to yourself, because I'm not going to go tell you.
Basically telling my nigga, like, oh, I'm cheating.
You're right. After that, it's like,
I'm entertaining.
That's literally
other
the same thing. Hey, babe, I'm cheating on you.
Yeah.
Do better, or I'm going to really cheat on you.
Or I'll let you know a little bit more details.
If a girl told me that, I would tell her, why don't you go exercise those options?
Yeah,
you,
see
you
what's good.
That.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to leave.
Right.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We go end
on that.
Perfect. We go
that,
end
that,
on
that.
That
was perfect. That was perfect.
Go ahead and drop your IG one more time for them.
Que lo que Miami.
Period. At Maya Cant. MayaCant, baby.
And Miami MIA. So KLOKMIA.
You know they planned this.
Yeah, we did. I'm about to get
You can tell.
Some content on the lashes real quick because, you know, them lashes by Lolo.
Oh, my God.
Can I vibe with you?
Wait, you got to hit the button.
Can I vibe with you?
They didn't even let us drop our IG. Damn.
What's the Instagram?
Go ahead, throw yours in real quick.
And you already know, it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG at Mathis023.
And it's your boy Kaz. You can follow the IG at CAZ_0. But don't go nowhere, because I ain't do this last episode. You can follow this beautiful podcast at Can I Vibe With Y'all Podcast on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube, on Apple, on Spotify. Facebook. Yeah, we on that. Facebook. Yeah, we on Facebook.
Drop that Afrobeats.
Let me drop. Drop it. Let me play real quick. Let me hit it. We gonna listen to some Afrobeats as we get out of here. Phone ring and he never call you back. You should leave him.